Ladies and gentlemen, Fridays from 8:30 to 9, we get with our political humorist and satirist, world-renowned. You can learn more about him at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. He is Bill Melberg from Chicago. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of our wonderful Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, what's new?
Well, Stevie and Diane, have you heard about the hurricane?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's new. But this was another exciting news week from the shores of Tripoli to the halls of power in Washington, where thousands of federal employees evacuated the Pentagon and dozens of other government buildings when an earthquake rocked the East Coast on Tuesday. Of course, the cable news networks gave us nonstop coverage of the earth-shaking events, and our own Connect FM earthquake team followed the story as well.
Well, come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. Wait, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
Yes, our Connect FM earthquake team covered it all. And our first report comes from the White House, where former President Bill Clinton is joining us with his first-hand account of what it was like when the quake shook Washington. Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
So great talking to you.
You too. Mr. President, before we talk about the earthquake, I want to apologize for not having you with us last Friday morning, because last Friday morning was your 65th birthday. So happy birthday, Mr. President.
Well, thank you, Stevie. I appreciate your belated birthday wishes. And let me just say that even though I'm starting to collect Social Security and belong to the AARP, I still feel like a kid.
Well, sir, you're only as old as you feel. And speaking of feelings, what did it feel like? Well, the earthquake shook Washington on Tuesday. And what were you doing at the White House this week?
Well, Stevie, as you know, President Obama's been on a 10-day vacation following his grueling 3-day bus tour through Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. So while he's playing golf, eating lobster, and hobnobbing with millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners on Martha's Vineyard, I volunteered to answer his telephone and take his messages here at the White House. Now, on Tuesday afternoon, about 1:51 Eastern Time, I was talking with some of the ladies in the phone office at the White House, and suddenly the room started shaking.
Wow. What'd you think it was?
Well, it felt like some sort of explosion shaking the building, but we didn't hear any noise, so I knew right away it was an earthquake. My guess, based on the intensity and duration of the shaking, Stevie, was that it was between a 5.7 and 5.9 on the Richter scale. Sure enough, it was a 5.8, just as I thought.
You knew the intensity of the quake?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I've been in them before out in California, so I have a pretty good feel for that sort of thing. In any case, the walls were shaking, the windows were rattling, and the floors were rolling. The first jolt lasted about 15 seconds, followed a few moments later by another 10 to 15 seconds of shaking. It was quite an experience, but there was no damage to the building and nobody was hurt, so I just thought of it as another fun day at the White House, and I've had plenty of those.
Well, Mr. President, I'm glad nobody was hurt, although as you probably know, there was some damage to the Washington National Cathedral as well as to the Washington Monument. In fact, several gargoyles fell from the spires of the cathedral. I'm told the Washington Monument has a 4-foot crack near the top of the structure?
That's right, Stevie. But that damage can be repaired, which is more than I can say for the damage that's been done to the American economy during the past 3 years. And that's why I think my wife, Hillary, ought to really shake things up and enter the race for president next year, because Hillary could shake up this economy and get people working again.
Well, Mr. President, do you think you should be saying that while standing there in the White House?
Oh, don't worry, Stevie. Barack and all of his top staff people are up at Martha's Vineyard, and so they can't hear us. And I pulled the plugs on his teleprompters, so they can't talk either. By the way, did I mention that President Obama's playing golf, eating lobster, and hobnobbing with millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners at Martha's Vineyard while millions of other Americans are standing in unemployment lines across the country desperately trying to find work?
Yes, sir, you did.
Oh. And did I mention that Hillary could shake things up and get America working again if she were president?
Yes, you mentioned it just a moment ago, sir. And I want to thank you for being with us and for telling us what it was like to be in the earthquake.
My pleasure, Stevie, and I always enjoy talking with you and with Diane.
Oh, shucks. And we enjoy talking with former President Clinton, but right now we're going to be talking with former Vice President Al Gore, who served with Bill Clinton. Good morning, Mr. Vice President.
Good morning, Stevie. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Mr. Vice President, did you feel the earthquake at your home somewhere in Tennessee?
Yes, I did, Stevie. There was a whole lot of shaking going on here, too. But nothing like the New Madrid earthquakes that rocked this part of the country 200 years ago. They were whoppers. In fact, they were the most powerful quakes ever to hit the eastern part of the United States.
I understand that parts of the Mississippi River actually reversed course as a result of those earthquakes.
That's right, Stevie, but the New Madrid earthquakes were unrelated to the Virginia quake on Tuesday. You see, Tuesday's quake was a direct result of global warming. I've come up with a theory suggesting that global warming is heating the Earth's crust, and as the crust gets warmer, it expands, and as it expands, it cracks, leading to Tuesday's earthquake.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President Al Gore. I find your theory hard to believe.
Oh, really? Well, let me say something directly to your Connect FM listeners. Who are you going to believe, a Nobel Prize-winning former vice president or a radio talk show host?
Well, Mr. Vice President, with all due respect, sir, allow me to quote another radio talk show host.
Get off the phone, you big dope!
Well, I never...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to have to cut off Al Gore that way, but I think he went over the line with that last remark, and I think he went over the edge with his theory. So let's turn now to an expert in the field of earthquake studies. He is Professor Peter Laurie of the Earthquake Studies Department at the Geologic Institute. Good morning, Professor Laurie.
Good morning, Mr. J.
Please, sir, call me Stevie.
All right, Stevie, and please... call me Professor.
Professor, if I may call you that, what can you tell us about Tuesday's earthquake on the East Coast?
Well, Stevie and Diane, first of all, I can tell you that it occurred 8 kilometers or 5 miles south-southwest of Mineral, Virginia. The earthquake occurred at a depth of 6 kilometers or 3.7 miles below the Earth's surface, give or take a mile or two. The magnitude was 5.8, as you've already indicated.
Professor, was this earthquake related to the earthquakes in California and the ones we've had along the west coast of the U.S.?
No, Stevie, it was not. You see, those earthquakes are the result of plate tectonics. The Pacific plate is subducting or sliding under the North American plate along the west coast. That motion leads to regular earthquakes, some of them bigger than others, as you know. And you've probably heard of the San Andreas Fault in California.
Yes, I have, sir.
Well, Tuesday's event was what we seismologists call an intraplate earthquake, meaning it occurred in the interior of a tectonic plate. Such quakes are relatively rare, but they can be very powerful, and they can cause lots of damage, as was the case with the New Madrid earthquake 200 years ago. And there could be another major earthquake in that region between St. Louis and Memphis as a result of the New Madrid fault.
So, Professor, was Tuesday's quake related to the New Madrid fault?
No, it wasn't.
Was it related to the San Andreas fault?
No, it wasn't.
So whose fault was it?
Why, Stevie, haven't you heard? President Obama says it was Bush's fault.
Of course. I should have known. Well, thank you, Professor Laurie. And now let's go back to Capitol Hill for a couple of quick comments from our regular point counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts. Gentlemen, we only have a minute, but what were your impressions of this week's earthquake in Washington?
Stevie, my friend, I'd like to give you a detailed account of the events on Tuesday afternoon as the earthquake rolled across Virginia, New York, and the Northeast. I'd like to give you that account, my friend, but I wasn't there. I was in Arizona at the time, fulfilling my Senate duties to my constituents in my home state. So I didn't feel a thing.
Congressman Barney Frank?
Well, Stevie, hello, Diane.
Hello.
How are both of you doing this morning?
Real good.
Great, Congressman Frank.
That's terrific. Well, let me give you my detailed description of the earthquake. I was westing in my Washington apartment when the earthquake hit, and I certainly felt it. The entire womb rocked and rattled and rose. It was very dramatic and very frightening, I might add. But fortunately, thanks to the cool, calm reaction and gutsy decisions of President Barack Obama, everything was all right, and life soon returned to normal in Washington.
Wow, that must have been quite an experience.
It was.
And we'll be talking about another kind of earthquake right after these earth-shaking messages.
Come on over, baby, there's a whole
we'll be right back. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
Come on over, baby.
A choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and we are back with our earthquake special with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, I understand there's another kind of earthquake shaking the country these days.
Yes, there is, Stevie. It's a Texas earthquake, and here he is.
The Federal Reserve. I'll take a pass on the Federal Reserve right at the moment. Be real honest with you, I know there's a lot of talk and what have you about them. If this guy prints more money between now and the election, I don't know what y'all would do to him in Iowa, but we would treat him pretty ugly down in Texas. I mean, printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treasonous, in my opinion.
Well, that, of course, was Texas Governor Rick Perry, who, since he announced his candidacy for the presidency 2 weeks ago, has really shook up the Republican race for the nomination. That clip we just heard shook things up even more when Governor Perry talked about the prospect of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke printing more money, using the word treason, as you heard there, in the process, and describing the reception the chairman might get deep in the heart of Texas if he does.
Well, despite the criticism Rick Perry received from the mainstream media and from President Obama for his use of that colorful Texas language, it seems the governor has surged ahead in every poll. In fact, he now has 25% of the Republican voters behind him compared to Governor Romney's 14%, Bill.
Well, that's right, Stevie and Diane. Rick Perry is now leading the race for the Republican nomination, soaring past the rest of the pack in just a matter of days, which I imagine has Mitt Romney more than a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that as of yesterday, Mitt Romney was starting to change his position on global warming to conform with Rick Perry's position. And some people have reported that Governor Romney is starting to talk with a Texas twang, walk with a Texas swagger, and threatening to treat Ben Bernanke pretty ugly
if he prints more money and, quote, comes down to Massachusetts, unquote. Of course, Mitt Romney was speaking in New Hampshire at the time,
right.
So Massachusetts would be down from there. Oh, and by the way, Stevie?
Yep.
I loved your Mark Levin impersonation. Get off the phone, you big dope.
Yeah, and Al Gore seemed to be taken back by that, and I wasn't.
Oh, well, I'll never.
Love it.
I don't know. This whole Rick Perry thing, Bill, with, you know, George W., aren't they going to say he's just like George W.?
Well, except, you know, all the reports are that he and George W. don't get along too well.
Now, how about that?
Although maybe that's all by design.
I don't know.
Perry from Bush.
Yeah, right.
But he did certainly take flack for talking about treason. But most people actually, if you followed some of the other follow-up reports and commentaries a few days later, a lot of people said his point was actually a good one.
Well, it's
printing more money right now would just really create inflation.
Well, and that's what we're trying to avoid, right? I mean, it's a little scary out there right now. There's no question.
Well, I mean, we've seen plenty of inflation at the gas station and now at the food stores. I've certainly noticed it.
Oh, boy, food prices. I mean,
I don't know whether to put milk or gas in my car.
That's right.
Which is cheaper.
I mean, you can go spend $25 at the grocery store getting three things. I mean, it's high. So we're all concerned about it. Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure. We love hearing your humor. And you know what? If we don't laugh, we'll cry, right?
That's for sure. And I was really happy that Professor Laurie was able to give us that expert analysis of the earthquake.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, wasn't it kind of funny that the news cable news people just covered that thing? I mean, nothing really happened.
Yeah, 24/7. And you know what? I might add, Professor Laurie was about as interesting as Henry Kissinger.
What do you mean by that?
Hey, Bill, have a great week.
Ask you wow wow.
Ask you wow wow. Bill Melberg from Chicago, U of I alum. And you can learn more about it in eveningwiththepresidents.com. He's got all kinds of stuff on there. It's funny. An eveningwiththepresidents.com. All right, we are out of time, Diane. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weekend.
High school football all over the place. Tan J. More on that later today. After Patty and Linda, and then Mary Lynn and Diane, and then Tay and Jay 3 to 6. I'll be back with you on Monday. Enjoy the Sweet Corn Festival in Urbana tonight and tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.